Now, all of this was done that it might be fulfilled. Note, listen to what it said now. All of this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by of the Lord by the prophet. What we just read. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall do what? Conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Now, Matthew says, all this was done. Behold, verse 22. Now, all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, behold, look what he's doing. Matthew is quoting the prophet Isaiah. A virgin shall conceive, shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name what? Emmanuel. And then he gives us what Emmanuel is, which being interpreted is what? God with us. Woo! God with us. Now, he was with us, but you know, God wasn't satisfied just being with you. Huh. It's something for God to be with you, but now he's in you. That's what he came to do, make you like him. Hallelujah. He came to be among us, and he didn't leave until he fixed it so we could be like God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So, John puts it like this. John 3:16. We know it. You know, we probably, every one of us probably can quote it. But John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world. For God so loved the world. Now, you can't cut nobody off. I can't deny anybody that right. Now, that person may cut their own selves off. This is why the Lord told us to go preach it so everybody can get in on it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only, how many? Only begotten son. I'm going to try to get there. That whosoever, who are you? Who are you? I'm a whosoever. Whosoever. Somebody try to put pressure on you and name and threaten you and all that. Can't stop you from believing. And that's what Satan had done, thrown all kind of doubt, unbelief, pressure, and this and that. Even in your faith walk, he put pressure on you, try to make you think God won't come through. God won't do. No, he don't have to come through. He already been through. It's already done. What you need to do is pursue. What you need to do is grab hold and take off and get after. It's mine, glory to God. It's mine, it's mine, it's mine, it's mine. And I'm not going to let go until I have it in manifestation, in possession. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him should not, what, perish, but have what? How long, what kind of life? How long is it everlasting? Everlasting. It never ends, right? But yet there are those that tell you God will cut you off. No, he won't. He didn't join me up to cut me off. I'm sure not going to be a fool to walk away from it. Now, I don't know what you're going to do. No. Hallelujah. I'm his forever. Glory to God. How do you know? If you love me, keep my commandments. Isn't that what he said? If you love me, do what? Keep my commandment. Do what I say. So you know where you love, where you love him, not where you're keeping his commandment. Hallelujah. 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 So Let me hurry and get there. Luke 2:10. Luke 2:10. And the angel said unto them, fear not. Notice, God always, when Gabriel met with Mary, he told her what he said. Fear not. Don't be afraid. Satan the one bring fear. God brings good news, joy, peace. Now notice what he said. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you what? What is good tidings? I like to say a good report. Good news of great joy. What kind of joy? I bring you good tidings, good news of great joy, a good report, which shall be to some people. If the Jewish people had read that verse, they would have settled their prejudice. But maybe they didn't have it to read. I don't know. Because it said right there, and Luke wrote it. He was a Jew, or as I know, a physician. I know he was a physician. It shall be good news for how many people? All people. What happened? For unto you shall be good news to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, what? A Savior. Who is the Savior? Which is Christ the Lord. Is born to you this day a Savior. Who is he? Christ the Lord. Christ the Lord. Verse 12. And this shall be what? A sign unto you. You shall find the babe where? What? Wrapped in swaddling clothes. Lying in a manger. Lying in a manger. And when the angel gave that report, notice the next thing happened, and suddenly, that were with the angel, a multitude. You know what a multitude is? That ain't two or three people. That ain't two or three beings. There's a multitude of a whole bunch of folks, whole bunch of something. Huh? A multitude of heavenly hosts. Tell exactly what it is. Heavenly hosts. Doing what were they doing? Praising God. This Savior wasn't born for them. He was sent to the earth for us. But here they are praising God. God, you pull it off. God, you got it done. God, you have gotten yourself in the earth in a song. You did it. You told it. We didn't see it. Nobody saw it but you. But now we'll behold what you've done. Here he is, a babe born in a manger in the earth. Where you wanted him to be. Mankind was in trouble. We up here with you. We got everything made. But there he is in the earth. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise God. Saying glory to God in the highest. And on earth. What? And goodwill. Towards me.